It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As of Wednesday morning, the death toll is already at 217 and expected to keep rising from a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake that struck central Mexico Tuesday afternoon on the 32nd anniversary of a devastating quake that killed thousands in Mexico City in 1985. In the Caribbean, Hurricane Maria made direct impact at around 6:15 Wednesday morning on Puerto Rico, the first Category 4 or stronger storm to strike the island since 1932, and the second to hit the Caribbean this month. Maria already tore through Guadalupe and devastated the tiny island nation of Dominica. Republicans are working feverishly to jam a last-minute repeal of the Affordable Care Act through the Senate, but they're facing growing opposition from health care groups, patient advocates, and a bipartisan group of governors who signed on to a letter saying the bill would upend the nation's health care system. The Congressional Budget Office says it won't have details or a score for at least several weeks. However, the reconciliation bill under which Graham Cassidy would dismantle Obamacare expires in 10 days. The Cassidy in Graham Cassidy is Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, who took advantage of late-night comedian Jimmy Kimmel's son's birth defect to propose the Jimmy Kimmel rule a few months back. On Tuesday night, Jimmy Kimmel called out the lies.
So last week, Bill Cassidy and Senator Lindsey Graham proposed a new bill, the Graham Cassidy bill. And this new bill actually does pass the Jimmy Kimmel test, but a different Jimmy Kimmel test. With this one, your child with a pre-existing condition will get the care he needs if and only if his father is Jimmy Kimmel. Otherwise, you might be screwed. I don't know what happened to Bill Cassidy, but when he was on this publicity tour, he listed his demands for a health care bill very clearly. These were his words. He said he wants coverage for all, no discrimination based on pre-existing conditions, lower premiums for middle-class families, and no lifetime caps. And guess what? The new bill does none of those things. Coverage for all? No. In fact, it'll kick about 30 million Americans off insurance. Pre-existing conditions? Nope. If the bill passes, individual states can let insurance companies charge you more if you have a pre-existing condition. You'll find that little loophole later in the document after it says they can't. They can and they will. But will it lower premiums? Well, in fact, for lots of people, the bill will result in higher premiums. And as far as no lifetime caps go, the states can decide on that too, which means there will be lifetime caps in many states. So not only did Bill Cassidy fail the Jimmy Kimmel test, he failed the Bill Cassidy test. He failed his own test.
Meanwhile, over in the Health, Education, Labor, and Pension, or HELP Committee, senators had been working on their own bipartisan bill to stabilize the Affordable Care Act, written by Republican Lamar Alexander and Democrat Patty Murray. On Tuesday, House Speaker Paul Ryan and the White House came out against it in order to push Graham Cassidy as the only way forward. The 45th President of the United States delivered the keynote address to the United Nations General Assembly Tuesday, vowing to, quote, totally destroy North Korea, reportedly eliciting a few gasps in the room of otherwise stone-faced presidents, prime ministers, monarchs, and diplomats.
Now North Korea's reckless pursuit of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles threatens the entire world with unthinkable loss of human life. No nation on earth has an interest in seeing this band of criminals arm itself with nuclear weapons and missiles. The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
In addition to overgeneralizing,
major portions of the world are in conflict, and some, in fact, are going to hell.
Trump hammered the Iran nuclear agreement.
We cannot let a murderous regime continue these destabilizing activities while building dangerous missiles, and we cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program. The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into. Frankly, that deal is an embarrassment to the United States, and I don't think you've heard the last of it. Believe me.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani told NBC's Lester Holt that trust of the United States is at stake if Trump were to pull out.
The exiting of the United States from such an agreement would carry a high cost, meaning that subsequent to such a probable action by the United States of America, no one will trust America again. And there is no higher price to be paid than this, because after such a possible scenario, which country would be willing to sit across the table from the United States of America and talk about international issues? This will mean that it will carry with it the lack of subsequent trust from countries towards the United States, because the greatest capital that any country has is trust and credibility.
And that's just a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these What's News reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution, as our work is 100% listener supported. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.